Cotton, Joe Biden has put a kick me sign on Uncle Sam's back. By Jeff Poor on March 19, 2023. On this week's broadcast of FNC's Sunday Morning Futures, Senator Tom Cotton, RR, said that although he expected President Joe Biden to sign legislation showing a connection between COVID-19 to a Chinese lab, he was still a critic of the Biden administration. Especially as Chinese President Xi Jinping is scheduled to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin this week. Do you expect the president to sign that bill to declassify the intelligence around COVID-19? Host Maria Bartiromo asked. I do think he will sign it, Maria, Cotton replied. I suspect they're trying to get their ducks in a row on what they will and will not release. But what I can tell you is, the observations I made on your show now 3 years ago and ever since then have been based not really on any kind of classified intelligence, but just common sense and the facts in front of our faces. I think any farmer or trucker in Arkansas with an ounce of common sense would tell you this virus almost certainly came from those labs, he continued. And a large majority of Americans now believe that as well. The Biden administration simply doesn't want to align itself with that view. They want to continue to stress the uncertainty or the lack of direct evidence, which we may never have because China has covered it up because they don't want to be forced to take action to hold China accountable for unleashing this plague on the world. Right, and the question continues to be, why? Why not? Bartiromo responded. So, now we have our adversaries on the move, Xi Jinping meeting with Putin tomorrow. Your thoughts on this meeting? Well, unfortunately, Maria, Joe Biden has put a kick me sign on Uncle Sam's back, Cotton said. When America recedes from the world, it creates a void of leadership. And it's not filled with peace and stability and understanding. It's filled with our adversaries working against our interests. Whether it's Russia or China or Iran or North Korea. So many countries are questioning whether America is going to continue to lead the civilized world to protect our own interests and protect international stability in order that gives Americans the blessings of safety and freedom and prosperity. I think what is particularly dangerous in this upcoming meeting is whether China commits to provide weapons to Russia to continue its unprovoked war of aggression in Ukraine, he added. I don't think the Biden administration has been nearly strong enough in outlining to China the consequences of such a serious action. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.